This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
MLK Day approaches, as does Black History Month, and I know this is on the minds of all of you white folks. Oh, yeah, you're not fooling me. You don't fool Kevin Jackson. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I know you're starting to get a little paranoid out there. You got to figure out where to go vacation for 28 days. Come on, right? I mean, forget spring break. Forget summer. Summertime with the kids and all that. No. Black History Month is coming up. There is a target on the backs of you melaninly challenged white folks, okay? Yeah. Woo, you gotta put some prep. And I know, like, I got white friends. Y'all go into your little dens and you get the whole family, you huddle the family together and you go, okay, this is like The Purge. You've seen that show, The Purge, where one day a week, or whatever it is, one night a week, you can do whatever you want without indemnity. I mean, this is a month-long feast for black folks, black leftists, against white people. You guys huddle up. That's when my phone is ringing off the hook during Black History Month. Kev, listen, I can't tell you where we're at. But, listen, we love you, bro. Thanks for looking out. Let me tell you why. You better be doing that, because Democrats are strategizing on how to pit Black History Month against everything going on in your life. They're pitting Black History Month against the border wall. They're pitting Black History Month against the government shutdown. They're pitting Black History Month against even getting bigger paychecks. They're pitting Black History Month against the government getting more revenue than it's ever received before for tax cuts. They're pitting Black History Month against the women's movement. You name it. I'm saying for the, you know, they're putting it all together. They're mixing their formulas up. Black history is LGBT, right? Black history is the Me Too movement. Black history is higher taxes, right? Because black folks need that government money. And this government shutdown, guess what, people? It's got to hurt some black folks. Oh, yeah. If when the government shuts down, you know who hurts the worst? Black people. Let me tell you what happens. Whether the government is shut down or not, let me give you a statistic. I talked to a friend of mine. His name is Ted Hayes. Ted says, Kevin, he says, in L.A., has the biggest homeless population in America, Los Angeles. And he says, Venice Beach, the Venice area, has the second largest inside of California. The number one is L.A. proper. Venice is the second largest. He says, of the 12% of the population that is black in California, it's lower than the national average, believe it or not. He says, 50% of the people on Skid Row are black. And here's another statistic. Of the black people on Skid Row, 90% of them are men. I had no idea. These are amazing statistics. And this is with the government working or not working. Anyway, so I told Ted, I said, look, we're going to delve into this. By the way, he had the only successful program that got people off the streets in the country. He called it the value. He goes, we just go suck them off the sidewalks and we put them into he had a building that he rented in downtown LA to get people off Skid Row. Paid $2,500 a month for this building. A Jewish leftist let him have this building. Ted says when the guy found out that he was a Republican, he says he wasn't really a Republican. He was an independent, and then at some point he became a Republican because he says he knew when he studied the Democrats, he says the Democrats were just too vile. He couldn't be a Democrat. But go Google Ted Hayes. You'll see what I'm talking about. He became homeless by choice in order to understand the situation. Let me tell you, he knows it better than anybody. So he had a program that ran for 13 years. He rented a building from a Jewish leftist. who loved the project, who loved that Ted was taking these people, taking them off the street, and understood the homeless situation in such a way that these people weren't returning. And it was cleaning up L.A., cleaning up downtown L.A. And then the guy found out that Ted was a Republican. He saw him at a protest for Bush, you know, supporting Bush in the war effort. And he then decided that he would raise the rent arbitrarily to $28,500 a month. So Ted's rent on this location went from $2,500 to $28,500. And Ted calls him up and says, "What's up, man?" The guy goes, "Well, I didn't realize that you were a Republican." That's all it took. That's all it took for this man to take away the great work that this man had done for 13 years. Now, Ted wasn't mad. He said, you know, it's his building. He can do what he wants. He could have charged $1 million. He goes, and for the record, we were getting an amazing bargain to have a building in downtown L.A. where I could move these people to. But the bigger picture is what happened. The homeless problem that he was eradicating. This was in the 80s and 90s, folks, that he was eradicating metastasized. It became huge. Now it is the largest homeless population in the country. And it was being fixed by a black Republican, a dude wearing dreads, a veteran, was fixing this problem. And Ted's got a fix right now. He's got it sitting up at HUD. And if we can all talk about it. Let me tell you something. I sat with this man. We can talk about what we think we can do for the homeless. This guy has the solution. He was telling me things. He says, "Kevin, everybody thinks, oh, these guys, they want to work. They want to get back into society." He goes, "Some do, but a lot don't. And the way to get them back into society is not the way you think." In other words, we don't think the same way as the homeless. I know that as a fact because when in getting kids adopted, I tell people all the time, when you get a kid who's been on the street, who's been through the horrors of an adoptive kid, when they come into your home, they don't think like you think. When they see food in a pantry, they take it and they hide it in their room. And you go, "Why are you hiding this food? Stop hiding food in a room. It'll bring bugs and all that." They don't get it. That food for them is security. When they see a few, there's money around my house all the time. You know, 10 bucks here, 5 bucks here, $3 in a drawer. They would take it. They wouldn't see it as stealing. They would see it as insurance in case you put me back on the street. It's a different mentality. You would see it gone and go, "Who stole my money?" They would see it as, "No, I took that money. It was an opportunity because I don't know where I'm going to get my next meal." They don't have the same mentality. Anyway, it was very eye-opening. I'm going to help Ted because I want to address this homeless issue and I want to throw it in the face of the left. He's one of the only guys to make it successful. Anyway, I do want to come back and talk to you about what you're going to do during Black History Month.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I want to go back to finding out what you white folks are going to do for Black History Month, but before we do that, I want to assuage your guilt. So, no Republican, I repeat, no Republican has ever owned a slave. Oh, yeah. The 4 million slaves in America were all owned by Democrats. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJ Radio, where we do a little shadow boxing, get you guys ready, get you trained, start kicking that cane pole a little bit, and then you're ready for battle. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Love the support. I was on 30-day ban on Facebook for a lot of you who were like, well, Kevin, you didn't respond back to me on Facebook. I was on a 30-day ban. I was in prison. I was in jail. I was doing hard time, man. I was breaking rocks and stuff. You know, having to fend off the predators, you know, things like that. What you in for? Oh, man, I posted a meme about Elizabeth Warren, or I called her a cracker. Oh, okay, you cool, man, you cool. Yeah, exactly. Had to show them I was rough. I was rough up in there. Mm-hmm. There's some mean people in Facebook jail. Actually, there isn't. It's all a bunch of conservatives. All we did was sit around and make little s'mores. That's all we did. We just talked. We lamented about the fact that everybody should be going over to teapartycommunity.org, but we still give our money to this leftist millennial puke by the name of Zuckerberg. It's like we're separate wives. Who must give money to Zuckerberg? Must let Zuckerberg cut off my windpipe. It's crazy. Yeah, I was in Facebook jail. So if you didn't get a message from me, don't be mad. And here's the deal. I answer every piece of mail you guys send me. I do my best. If it doesn't get lost or, you know, in the shuffle or whatever, sent to spam, you know, there's a lot of ways I can make a mistake, but it won't be me. If I see it, I respond to it. But I'm not going back 30 days in retrospect to find this stuff. Anyway, about 3,000 black people owned slaves, and we owned about 15,000 black slaves. Did you know that? Black folks owned slaves. The first slave owner in America was a guy named Anthony Johnson. He was a brother. Oh, yeah. What would he be called today, huh? A Democrat? I tricked you. He'd be a Democrat. There are currently over 30 million black people enslaved in Muslim countries. Nobody talks about this stuff. So Republicans, feel good about yourselves. You got nothing to be ashamed of. But I was talking about Black History Month, and I'm curious. Do you have any idea how much preparation goes into Black History Month and MLK for the Democrats? I want to put it in perspective for you. This is the Super Bowl of race pimping. Do you understand? We are talking about the World Cup soccer, the Super Bowl, the NBA championship, Major League Baseball, whatever it is, right? It is all of that combined. From a political perspective, this is what this is. The Super Bowl. I'm just going to call it the Super Bowl of race pimping. And you know what happens with this, with these big sporting events, right? There's all the pregame prep. You know, there's all the hoopla and the hype around it. Woo! Okay, on this side of the issue, we have MLK. We've got MLK walking across the Norman Pettus Bridge and getting beat down and the water cannons and the German shepherds and all that, right? A lot of prep. Vegas sets the betting line. Yeah. And there's a rundown of all the racist things that Democrats claim Republicans do.
Oh, you got to remember Donald Trump made a comment about black ink. Donald Trump in Charlottesville, you know, they just roll out the racism.
Oh, they and you could roll out the racism. Well, what about when Michelle Obama said that the reason she was skeptical about Barack was because white people tend to like him too much. Is that a racist comment? By the way, what's his name? Eric Bowling, who's now on the Blaze TV, which is formerly CRTV. Eric did a thing where he had a Maryland professor and he was looking at race. Is this racist? Is this not racist? And he missed all the things that were racist on the left that would have made this professor like go, oh, yeah, that was racist. It was sad because it was a potential segment, but it fell flat because Eric didn't have any good ammo. That's why I hate when white people try to get involved in things like this. Eric, stay in your lane. Okay, stay in your lane. Anyway, so the Democrats want you to be perceived as racist. And so this is what the Super Bowl of the race pimping is about, man. This is what black history, they are gearing up for Black History Month. And then there's going to be a historical recap of all the race baiting Super Bowls, all the ones that have gone before. Old videos of Sharpton when he was fat and with an afro, you know, well, not with an afro, with that processed hair, you know, Puerto Rican looking hair. And then there's going to be Jesse Jackson and all these other historical black leftists that are criticizing America, talking about how America's oppressive. And we can't leave out the old Negro spirituals, right? We shall overcome. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Oh, my gosh. Look, I know we're a little bit away from Black History Month. But it's never too early to rain down some white guilt on America. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. No, I'm not done. I'm not even close to being done. I could talk about this the entire hour. And honestly, I mean, I'm joking. This is I'm not going to say this is comedy to me, because I know what these people are doing, and I know how you're going to react, because you've been trained to react this way. You're gearing up. The minute Black History Month hits, man, white people just, ooh, jeez. I'm talking about you. Leftists relish in this. Leftist white folks relish in this. That's their month off of white guilt. I mean, of anything that they're absolving themselves of. If they take a month off, they get to pile on you too. They get to join their brothers and sisters, and ooh, they all become Dolezals in the month of February. On TV, let me tell you what you're going to see. You're going to see old documentaries of black oppression. Oh yeah, black and white, you know. Police dogs and water cannons, black people, you know, scrunching up in the corner and you know, putting their hands up trying to keep the water from hitting them. And the dogs, you know, and the guys are just walking, and the dogs, the police are like, ah, because they got to demonize the police. During Black History Month, you got to demonize the police. You got to talk about police oppression. Black Democrats need their annual reminder, folks, of what their party did to them. So they can ignore these facts and continue to support their oppressors. That's the cool thing about it. Yeah. See, the rules of Black History Month is white folks, the left, on the left, make black people believe that they're getting something that they're not. And then they go, hoo-hoo, what's really funny is it's really us that did it. Ha, 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 look at those silly Negroes. In these documentaries, America gets to see these dinosaurs of the Congressional Black Circus in their youth. The Maxine Waters and the John Conyers and all these people. Hardly recognizable at the time. And during this time, their calls for justice were completely justified. But then they became, you know, what they are today. Because none of these documentaries are going to mention it. It's the Democrats who were the oppressors. Though this Super Bowl is essentially Democrats versus Democrats. And the winner is going to be, wait for it, Democrats. That's how the game is played, folks. Democrats oppress, and then they blame others.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the Pentagon, President Trump says the U.S. must be able to detect and destroy any missile launch from any part of the world. The president says we will ramp up our own missile technology.
to ensure that we can detect and destroy any missile launched against the United States anywhere, anytime, any place.
The Pentagon has been reviewing the U.S. missile defense system for months. The review is in response to growing concerns about missile advancements in Iran, China, and Russia. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi again asked President Trump on Thursday to reschedule his State of the Union address until the government shutdown ends, to which Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger tells Fox News the show must go on.
I think the site security concerns is disingenuous. I think just be straight up. Look, I don't want you in front of the American people making your case. That's why she's doing it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Barr hearings continue. And it's funny to watch these leftists. I saw the former mayor of New Orleans or something. He's now head of the National Urban League. And he's like, you know, we got to protect the right, the sanctity of the vote. And he's all this nonsense. I'm thinking to myself, shut up. You know, this all these black folks, they want to come out here and act as if black people can't get to vote. It's being suppressed. It's ridiculous. They need to be called out. It's really that simple. They need to be called out. Oh, my gosh. We have a guy that's going to bring back integrity to the Justice Department because we certainly didn't have it under Obama's people. I mean, you would think black folks would be up in arms over the railroading of different, I mean, just what happened in this whole process. Forget the people involved. We understand railroading more than anybody. People who were hung for no reason because of an accusation or whatever. You would think we would always want to side with justice. But, man, we've just become, I don't even recognize those folks. I don't. And who's calling them out? What national media is saying, look at these clowns. You got to watch what you say. Ooh, no, you don't. You don't have to watch what you say. You say what you mean. They are racist clowns that are anachronisms. They're living in a time that doesn't even exist. And they pretend that it does.
Black people are so oppressed. We're oppressed by the police. We're oppressed by this. We're oppressed by that.
The only people who are oppressing black folks, I'm talking about black leftists, are black leftists. The Democratic Party, them, leftists, progressives, they are the ones progressing black folks. And the biggest ones oppressing are the people themselves. The minute they get up and look in a mirror or see themselves in a shiny object, they know that's the oppressor because they continue this stuff. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJRadio.com. I want to segue from that into the an article where the guy writes, the FBI prostituted itself. A national disgrace of unprecedented historic proportions is what the writer, I think this was an American Spectator. And he goes back to this article, and here it is, citing unnamed former law enforcement sources and others, the New York Times reports that in the days after President Trump fired James B. Comey as FBI director, law enforcement officials became so concerned by the president's behavior that they began investigating whether he's been working on behalf of Russia against American interest. Now, you've heard the story. But this guy really did a great job of just bringing this thing to life.
He says the mainstream media touted this story as major breaking news, but to anyone who's been paying attention, even a modicum of attention, it's crystal clear that Comey's firing did not precipitate the FBI's investigation of Trump. To the contrary, the readily available record facts demonstrate that Comey's FBI began investigating Trump in his campaign for possible Russian collusion shortly after he won the Republican Party's nomination. Even though the Times would have us believe that the FBI investigated Trump out of a legitimate concern for national security, those same facts prove that in launching and directing the investigation, the leadership of Comey's FBI was engaging in partisan presidential politics to further their own self-interest. And here's why. Recall, Clinton was supposed to win the 2016 presidential election. All the polls, pundits agreed on that point. She was a lock for the White House. Nevertheless, Clinton faced a number of politically sticky issues. Most prominent of these was her use as Secretary of State of an unsecured server to transact official business. Because of this, because this had an unavoidable matter of public concern, the FBI conducted a Potemkin investigation of Clinton for possible violations of the criminal statute that makes it a felony for anyone lawfully possessing information pertaining to the national defense to allow it, through gross negligence, to be removed from its proper place of custody and disclosed. In other words, under the statute, one need not cause harm. As with a drunken driver who accidentally runs down a pedestrian, gross negligence alone was sufficient to warrant a felony charge. In July of 2016, when he announced the results of the investigation, Comey made it clear that Clinton had repeatedly, over a period of years, stored, sent, received very sensitive, highly classified information on her unclassified, non-governmental email server. But although Comey concluded that Clinton was extremely careless in doing so, he nevertheless concluded that she should not be charged because there was no clear evidence that she intended to violate laws governing the handling of classified information. Now I'm going to stop there for just a second because I think that the drunk driving scenario is a perfect example. Okay, you shouldn't be drinking. She shouldn't have had the server, so she shouldn't have been drinking. Right? And while she's drinking, she accidentally hits a pedestrian and kills him or hurts him in any way. And Comey says, no harm, no foul. Try to apply that in the situation where you're a drunk driver. So he says it was that. Confronted by an insurmountable mountain of proof of Clinton's grossly negligent and therefore felonious mishandling of classified information, Comey, with a straight face and without apparent embarrassment, raised an utterly irrelevant non-issue lack of clear proof of intent to give Clinton a pass. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second and tell you that was Comey signaling to the Clintons, I got your back. Now, they pretended that, oh, he's the reason we lost and all this. That was as masterful as Comey could get under the circumstances, and I'll give it to him. It worked out pretty well. He said this was the first overt sign that the FBI director had taken sides in the election and was doing his best to help Clinton's candidacy, and he undoubtedly hoped to become part of her administration. Then things hit a snag. Remember the NYPD investigation of former Congressman Anthony Weiner, husband to Clinton assistant Huma Abedin, for sexual solicitation of minors over the Internet? Unfortunately for Clinton and Comey, the NYPD seized Weiner's laptop and discovered on it thousands of classified State Department emails and documents. The NYPD provided copies of those documents to the FBI. Faced with the possibility that the NYPD might disclose its findings, Comey reopened the FBI investigation. In his autobiography, A Higher Loyalty, Comey states, I believe that it was my duty to inform Congress that we were restarting the investigation. I would say as little as possible, but the FBI had to speak. Comey, I always crack up when I read what Comey says or does. He's such a moron. Responding to frequent fatuous claims that his announcement may have cost Clinton the election, Comey explains in his book that he might not have announced reopening the investigation if he had thought Donald Trump had any chance of winning the election. He writes this, it is entirely possible that because I was making decisions in an environment where Hillary Clinton was sure to be the next president, my concern was about making her an illegitimate president by concealing the restarted investigation bore greater weight
than it would had if the election appeared closer or if Donald Trump were ahead in the polls. So he was doing this, he said, in order to protect Hillary from the possibility of people claiming that her presidency would be bogus. So he said, the guy continues writing, despite the enormous amount of material provided by the NYPD, the restarted FBI investigation was wrapped up in a matter of days, and Clinton was exonerated for a second time. Comey had doubled his deposit in the Clinton Favor Bank. While all this was going on, the FBI and the Obama and Justice Department were investigating the Trump campaign for possible ties to Russia. That investigation was based in substantial part on opposition research helpfully gathered and disseminated by the Clinton campaign. Former British spy and FBI informant Christopher Steele, while working for Fusion GPS, which was working on behalf of the Clinton campaign, gathered salacious rumors and unsubstantiated information regarding Trump's purported antics with Moscow prostitutes and other topics that supposedly would make him the subject of Russian blackmail and control. In addition to providing the unsubstantiated information to the FBI, Steele and Fusion GPS fed it to the media. Compiled in an eponymous Steele dossier, this baseless Clinton campaign opposition research and the related leaked media stories were used by the FBI during the campaign to obtain a warrant, three renewals from the FISA court, what they call FISC, to retrieve the electronically intercepted communications of Trump campaign consultant Carter Page. These warrants continued through the campaign, extended after the election, and encompassed not only Page's communications, but the identities and responding communications of all people in contact with him. At the same time, the FBI tasked an informant to insinuate himself with Page, as well as Trump campaign advisors Sam Clovis and George Papadopoulos. And as reported by the Wall Street Journal, this longtime U.S. intelligence source for the FBI and CIA met separately with Page, Clovis, and Papadopoulos and, quote, offered to help with the campaign. The informant offered Papadopoulos a $3,000 honorarium to write a research paper and a paid trip to London. When he met with Papadopoulos, the informant quizzed him about his possible knowledge of Clinton emails and emails which had allegedly been hacked by the Russians. I'm going to stop there for just a second. I'm telling you, this has a great ending, an interesting ending. So hang in there with me. Listen to Kevin Jackson, folks.
Bye. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm recapping an article. I'm actually reading the article from, I want to say it was American Spectator, and the title of it was The FBI Prostituted Itself. National Disgrace. And it's so true. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you, you're listening to. I'm covering this quickly, but I want to get to the part that, I mean, it's a recap of what happened leading up to all of this. And by the way, if you hear this, go back and listen to the previous segment on demand at kjradio.com. And when you hear this, you'll hear how ridiculous it is. I mean, the idea that we are investigating this is, quite frankly, people should be in jail for this. We should be able to get our money back. which probably close to $30 million now we've spent on this investigation, that is nothing. The DNC should have to pay this back. The Clinton Foundation should have to pay this back. The FBI. Well, we can't get them to pay it because that would be us paying it. 844-551-8255 if you want to talk about it. So we're up to the point where they've involved George Papadopoulos, offered him money, offered to write a research paper, a trip to London, and they quizzed him about his possible knowledge of Clinton emails, etc. And they I'm going to continue. Despite the informant's best efforts, this was an infiltrator to the campaign, and extensive FISA surveillance, no proof of Russian collusion by Trump or his campaign have surfaced. But make no mistake, the FBI tried its best to link Trump to Russia, but failed. Which brings us to Election Day, 2016, when the unthinkable happened. Trump won. Comey and his crew were in a world of trouble. They had played partisan politics, and their candidate lost. All their plans dashed. They now faced the disagreeable likelihood of being held to account by the incoming president. What to do? But as they pondered this question, their prospects dimmed further, because on November 17, 2016, Admiral Mike Rogers, the director of the National Security Agency, met with President-elect Trump in New York. While it is unknown what transpired at the meeting, the next day, two things happened. I talked about this before. First, the Trump transition team vacated Trump Tower and moved to New Jersey. Was this because Rogers had warned Trump of the ongoing FBI electronic surveillance of Trump Tower? Second, the same day the transition team departed Trump Tower, the Washington Post reported on a recommendation by the Director of National Security, National Intelligence, rather, James Clapper, to President Obama, that Rogers be removed from office, noting that Rogers had, quote, caused consternation at senior levels of the Obama administration by meeting with Trump without notifying superiors. The Post article stated that the recommendation to remove him had been made in October of 2016, well before his meeting with Trump. Why? What had he done? Now, let me tell you, Rogers, I called him the hero that saved the Republic. We wrote an article about this. That meeting, he explained to Donald Trump everything that had been going on. And that's when Trump went on a Twitter outrage. They've been surveilling me. They've been, you know, bugging me or whatever, if you guys remember that. He goes on to say this: we now know that in early 2016, Rogers had advised the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court of wholesale abuse of FISA powers by the FBI. This led to an internal investigation and a hearing before the FISC in October of 2016. April of 2017, FISC issued a highly redacted memorandum opinion and order regarding this abuse. And here's what it said. The court found that the FBI had disclosed raw FISA information to a name redacted organization staffed largely by private contractors. These private contractors had been given access to raw FISA information on FBI storage systems. Now he's talking about Fusion GPS. Who are these private contractors? What, if any relation, he writes, did this illegal activity have to do with the FBI's investigation of the Trump campaign? Well, the answers to these critical questions are unknown, but the facts recited in the FISC opinion, combined with Rogers' unauthorized meeting with Trump and the Trump transition team's prompt evacuation of Trump Tower, raised the specter that throughout the presidential campaign and after the election, the FBI's widespread illegal abuse of FISA was aimed at Trump. The Times claimed that the FBI didn't begin investigating Trump until he fired Comey is patently and demonstrably untrue. Comey's FBI instigated or investigated Trump during the campaign, even as it was meretriciously, I don't even know what that means, and repeatedly clearing Hillary Clinton of criminal charges. But let's accept, for the sake of argument, that the Times claimed that Comey's firing triggered the FBI investigation of Trump, are we to believe that, rid of Comey, the FBI was then out of partisan politics? You all know the answer to this. Of course not. With Comey gone, leadership then went to Andrew McCabe. He became the deputy director. In 2015, his wife ran for Virginia State Senate with political support from then Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe. And there was the financial shenanigans of $650,000. McAuliffe was and is a well-known Clinton insider and supporter. And in June of 2015, Clinton had been a featured speaker at a fundraiser for McAuliffe's PAC and the same organization that donated to McCabe's wife's campaign. When his wife announced her candidacy, McCabe was the head of the FBI, of the FBI's Washington field office. But by February 2016, he'd risen to the rank of deputy director. This is not by accident, folks. And in that capacity, he oversaw the Clinton email investigation until its very last days, when it became clear that Comey was going to publicly grant her absolution for her sins. Now, after Trump was elected, Comey was fired. McCabe did his part to undermine the new president, set up National Security Advisor Michael Flynn for his fatal interview by Special Agent Peter Strzok. And according to Joe DeGeneva, former U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, McCabe was on a conference call when Flynn indictment for lying was to the FBI was announced, and McCabe reportedly cheered. This recitation of FBI connivance and subversion is by no means all-inclusive. The list could go on, but you get the idea. So contrary to the Times story, Trump wasn't targeted by the FBI because he fired Comey. While that may have spurred Comey's crew to intensify their efforts to get Trump and make for a good cover story, those efforts started almost the day he announced his candidacy for the presidency. I disagree. I think those efforts started when Donald Trump gained traction and was about to become, they then feared he was going to become the guy to beat. And by the way, the Democrats at this point had orchestrated for Donald Trump to become the guy to beat. They were begging for him. All the Hollywood, the entertainment industry, Donald Trump, I hope, we can only hope that he runs. And, you know, now, and so when he ran, we can only hope he becomes a candidate. They wanted Donald Trump. Anyway, it goes on to say this. In fact, under Comey and McCabe, the FBI was an active adjunct of the Democratic Party, using its nearly unlimited investigative powers to make a massive in-kind contribution to the Clinton campaign. Comey, McCabe, and others in the FBI hierarchy acted quite simply as political operatives with badges. In February of 2018, Joe DeVinova summed it up best on Sean Hannity's show. It's clear that at the time, prior to the election and subsequent to the election, there were a group of people inside the FBI at senior levels on the seventh floor of the FBI headquarters building who decided that they were going to protect Hillary Clinton. They were going to exonerate Hillary. They were going to frame Donald Trump. That's been the real story. It's the story of a once proud law enforcement agency being prostituted by its corrupt leadership as they try to advance their political, partisan, political agenda by subverting the Constitution and a national election. It is vitally important story of an unprecedented national disgrace of historic proportions. But don't hold your breath waiting for the Times or the mainstream media to tell it that way. That was his article, and it's so true. Now, as you go back through and you connect these dots, and you understand the level of orchestration that the Obama administration, the Clinton campaign, the DNC, and all these little minions in between have done. Why are we to be looking at Russia is an insult to us. It's an insult to our intelligence. I mean, I couldn't sum this up any better. And by the way, we've talked about Mike Rogers. We talked about another guy that I tell you is a big player in all of this is a guy named John Carlin. John Carlin, that name will come back. And there are many other players who've since left. Rod Rosenstein, he's now gone, and he's as big a part of this, he's as big of a crook in this, but you look at all these minions and you see a guy connect these dots like this, and you say to yourself, how do we have this disjoint? How is it we can't sell this to the American public? I don't have an answer for you, other than I don't think we have good salespeople. But it's so patently ridiculous that we are investigating Russia when this is as clear a matter that you could possibly make, and Mueller is out chasing Snipe. It's pretty sad. And what it tells me is that when this government, run by leftists, decide they want to go after you, you better have your act together, boy. Luckily, Trump did.
This is
the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.